Whoever you are, we welcome you. Wherever you come from, we welcome you. Whomever you love, we welcome you. My name is Melissa Carvel-Zimmer. It's my privilege to serve as the minister of this congregation. I'm joined in welcoming you this morning by Justin Chekai, who's serving as our worship associate, and our music director, Hal Walker. We light our flaming chalice to illuminate the world we seek. In the search for truth, may we be just. In the search for justice, may we be loving. And in being loving, may we find peace.
We're currently in the beautiful transition period from an intense holiday season to a time of New Year's renewal. So this morning, I would like to ask you to just be still. Be right here in this moment. Forget any lingering holiday drama. Try if you can to put aside any pain that you may hold in your heart. Certainly don't dwell on how much you ate. And procrastinate for a moment on any thoughts of New Year's resolutions. Let's all just take a deep cleansing breath. And focus on the peace being created today within these walls.
Find yourself in harmony, let go of all your fears, and you find the place to be is right here, right here, right now, right here, right now. Find yourself in harmony, let go of all your fears, then you find the place to be is right here, right here, right now, right here, right now. Find yourself in harmony, let go of all your fears, then you find the place to be is right here, right here, right now, right here, right now.
Let's sing it one more time.
Find yourself in harmony, let go of all your fears, then you find the place to be is right here, right here, right now, right here, right now.
To talk together for just a few moments about peace. Simple peace. Not world peace, not solve all the problems until everyone lives happily ever after, but just simple moments of peace. Who has something they know about that kind of peace? An image, a line, a phrase, an experience.
A newborn with a full belly and deep, deep sleep.
What else do you know about ordinary, simple peace?
Sometimes when it feels like my life is getting a little too crazy for me and I'm feeling anxious, I will sing to myself the song about when I breathe in peace. When I breathe out love.
The Tom Paxton song, Peace. Peace will come. Let it begin with me.
Just keep working at it.
Being out someplace beautiful in nature and just absorbing the view.
Both the moment of lighting Christmas candles and singing Silent Night and the memory of it.
acceptance.
When, not that we'd know what it's like, but when there's a complete blanket of snow over everything and there's absolutely no sound.
Just looking up at the stars at night and soaking it in, seeing the moon.
Thank you. I was thinking about that, the peace of stars. When we look up and see the stars, we don't hear them, but we see them. And the light reaches us and creates a kind of feeling. And the sky is clear and the lights are dark and all we see is the light of stars. I feel a kind of peacefulness. And I can imagine that the stars are peaceful too. And so I'd like to invite you to take a moment to remember a similar experience you have had of a clear sky, dark lights, and just the brightness of stars. It might help to close your eyes to remember that time. We've all had that time. And then just breathe peacefully as you imagine yourself looking at the light of the stars. And breathe as you imagine yourself just relaxing and settling into that peacefulness, letting your feet connect with the earth and your eyes look up at the skies and your shoulders relax. And you breathe as your hands open up. And you settle into the darkness. And you connect with the brightness of those stars. That kind of moment is a moment of simple peace. A moment of simple peace that we've all had. And so as you bring your attention back to this room, this space, this time, I invite you to remember that when life gets challenging and you find yourself needing to bring a little peace into your life, that you can remember the moments you have had of simple peace as you connect with the earth and the skies and the stars.
I am a peaceful star, I am. I am a peaceful star, I am. When we care together, when we share together, we are peaceful stars, we are. I am a peaceful star, I am. I am a peaceful star, I am. When we care together, when we share together, we are peaceful stars, we are. I am a peaceful star, I am. I am a peaceful star, I am. When we share together, when we share together, we are peaceful stars, we are. I am a peaceful star, I am. I am a peaceful star, I am. When we share together, when we care together, we are peaceful stars.
Sing it one more time.
I am a peaceful star, I am. I am a peaceful star, I am. When we care together, when we share together, we are peaceful stars, we are.
And now any young people with us and adults who will be meeting with them today, we invite you to gather for your time as we sing the words printed in your order of service.
You have the light of love inside you. Go on your way in peace. So shine that light. This whole world now awaits you. Go on your way in peace. You know we hold you. We hold you. Yes, we hold you.
Though I've never been there myself, I know many people who have been inspired by the worship experiences created in the monastic Christian community in Tizay, France. And there are many people who have been so inspired by the worship forms that this community creates that they have recreated them in our country and in countries around the world. And so I've learned this worship form that this community observes. And our service today is inspired by this form. It's not exactly what happens in the Tizay community, but it's inspired by what happens in Tizay. It involves lots of singing. And it doesn't matter whether or not you consider yourself to be a singer, because the point of the singing is to use it as a prayer, as a meditation, as a way of connecting with yourself and that which is outside yourself. So there's lots of music in our service today, simple songs. And the idea is that we sing them over and over and over again, multiple times, at least four times, and maybe more, depending on how the Spirit is moving among us. So as we sing each song in our service today, I invite you to use it as an opportunity to pray or to meditate or to connect with your breath, to connect with Spirit, and just sink into the music. So the songs and our service today are a kind of prayer. And there's also a lot of silence in this worship form. It's more silence than we're accustomed to keeping in our services. And the silence is another opportunity to pray or to meditate or to breathe. And so you'll notice that there will be many times when the music will lead us into silence, and then we'll just sit together and we'll see what we find in that silence. And then the heart of the worship experience in Tizay is prayer. And so we'll be doing that too, a little bit differently than we typically do in our services, and I'll tell you more about that when the time comes. But the invitation that I want to give to you now is to let this whole experience of this service be an opportunity for you to pray however you pray, to meditate however you meditate, to let the music be a meditation, to let this service be an embodiment of simple peace.
Come and pray in us, Holy Spirit. Come and pray in us, Holy Spirit. Come and pray in us. Come and pray in us. Come and visit us, Holy Spirit. Come and visit us, Holy Spirit. Spirit, come. Spirit, come. Spirit, come. Spirit, come. Come and pray in us, Holy Spirit. Come and pray in us. Come and visit us, Holy Spirit. Spirit, come. Spirit, come. Come and pray in us, Holy Spirit. Come and pray in us. Come and visit us, Holy Spirit. Spirit, come. Spirit, come. Come and pray in us, Holy Spirit. Come and pray in us. Come and visit us, Holy Spirit. Spirit, come. Spirit, come.
Thunder rumbles in mountain passes and lightning rattles the eaves of our houses. Floodwaters await in our avenues. Snow falls upon snow, falls upon snow to avalanche over unprotected villages. The sky slips low and gray and threatening. We question ourselves, what have we done to affront nature? We interrogate and worry God, are you there? Are you there really? Does the covenant you made with us still hold? Into this climate of fear and apprehension, Christmas enters. Streaming lights of joy, ringing bells of hope, and singing carols of forgiveness high up in the bright air. The world is encouraged to come away from rancor, come the way of friendship. It is the glad season. The thunder ebbs to silence. The lightning sleeps quietly in the corner. The floodwaters recede into memory. Snow becomes a yielding cushion to aid us as we make our way to higher ground. Hope is born again in the faces of children. It rides on the shoulders of our aged as they walk into their sunsets. Hope spreads around the earth, brightening all things, even hate, which crouches, breeding in dark corners. In our joy, we think we hear a whisper. At first, it is too soft. Then only half heard. We listen carefully as it gathers strength. We hear a sweetness. The word is peace. It is louder now, louder than the explosion of bombs. We tremble at the sound. We are thrilled by its presence. It is what we have hungered for. Not just the absence of war, but true peace. A spirit of harmony, a comfort of courtesies, security for our beloveds and their beloveds. We clap hands and welcome the peace of Christmas. We beckon this good season to wait a while with us. We, Baptist and Buddhist, Methodist and Muslim, say come. Peace. Come and fill our world with your majesty. We, the Jew, the Janus, the Catholic, the Confucian, implore you to stay with us so we may learn by your shimmering light how to look upon beyond complexion and see community. It is Christmas time, a halting of hate time. On this platform of peace, we create a language to translate ourselves to ourselves and to each other. At this holy instant, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ into the great religions of the world. We jubilate the precious advent of trust. We shout with glorious tongues the coming of hope. All the earth's tribes loosen their voices to celebrate the promise of peace. We, angels and mortals, believers and non-believers, look heavenward and speak the word aloud, peace. We look at our world and speak the word aloud, peace. We look at each other, then into ourselves, and we say without shyness or apology or hesitation, peace, my brother, peace, my sister, peace, my soul. Thank you.
return again, return again, return to the home of your soul. Return again, return again, return to the home of your soul. Return to who you are, return to what you are, return to where you are, born and reborn again. Return to who you are, return to what you are, return to where you are, born and reborn again. Return again, return again, return to the home of your soul. Return again, return again, return to the home of your soul. Return to who you are, return to what you are, return to where you are, born and reborn again. Return to who you are, return to what you are, return to where you are, born and reborn again. Return again, return again, return to the home of your soul.
I invite you to join with me now in an extended period of prayer. All around the world, people light candles as a form of prayer. In many religious traditions, and people who don't keep any particular religious tradition light candles as a form of prayer. And so we have a table here with candles. And in a few moments, Hal is going to start playing some music for us. And as you're moved, as the music plays, if there is a prayer that you would like to offer as you silently light a candle, please come forward and do so. And then I'm going to come sit right over here in the front pew. And if there is anyone here today who would like a personal prayer, you can come sit with me while the music plays and some people light candles, and I will offer a personal prayer for you. So this will be an extended period. We'll pray until we're all done, until everyone is done lighting candles. And I invite you now into prayer.
There is no such thing as lasting peace, a tranquility that will persist forever, a final resting place for the lion and the lamb. We yearn for the completion of our task, the fulfillment of our striving, the consummation of our journey. And this longing sows the seeds of our defeat. We aspire to solve conflicts. We ache to be done with the hard work of life. We pine for a day in which an everlasting peace prevails. In believing that the purpose of a peace movement lies in securing an outcome, in reaching an amicable conclusion, in attaining a serene world, we assure our own frustration, our own futility, and ultimately our own failure. The work of peacemaking will never be done. That is the curse and the blessing of being human. It is the curse in that there is no utopian culmination of our labors, a blessing in that we will always have meaningful work. The peacemaker is like Sisyphus, whom the gods contemned to an eternal life of shoving a boulder up a hill, only to see it roll back down again in an endless cycle of apparent futility. How could Sisyphus endure such a fate? I've asked my students, and their answers were revealing. Some students suppose that there is always hope, a hope that the gods will relent, that peace will finally come to Sisyphus and perhaps to us. A particularly creative student suggested that over time, the rolling of the boulder would erode the hill so that eventually the labor of Sisyphus would be complete. Maybe as we roll the boulder of peace in every generation, the hill of hate is worn down. But I believe that the most compelling answer came from those students who understood that a sense of futility comes from the belief that we rightfully expect to see the fruits of our labors. We forget that virtue lies in doing of good works, not the completion of our tasks. Maybe Sisyphus will never recover the graces of the gods. Maybe the hill will never be worn down. But if we can authentically and deeply engage in our labors, if we roll the boulder of peace because it is what we are called to do, if the measure of our work is in its capacity to share who we are, we can go on pushing. And if in the course of our labors the hill of hate is eroded, then that will be a beautiful thing, a very beautiful thing. But as much as we hope that peacemaking will replace warmongering, as much as we hope to live at a critical point in human history, as much as we dream of a glorious conversion of society, we must understand that while epiphanies may change souls, they rarely change the world. To know what we can do, to understand what the world needs of us, we must look into the eyes of a frightened soldier and the terrified child. But to sustain our work, we must look inside ourselves. We shall find the understanding that the endless labor of life is not about changing the world, but creating ourselves. We cannot make the world peaceful, but neither can the world make us hopeless.
The river is flowing, flowing and growing. The river is flowing down to the sea. Oh, Mother, carry me, your child I'll always be. Oh, Mother, carry me down to the sea. River is flowing, flowing and growing. The river is flowing down to the sea. Oh, Mother, carry me, your child I'll always be. Oh, Mother, carry me down to the sea. Is flowing, flowing and growing. The river is flowing down to the sea. Oh, Mother, carry me, your child I'll always be. Oh, Mother, carry me down to the sea. Is flowing, flowing and growing. The river is flowing down to the sea. Oh, Mother, carry me, your child I'll always be. Oh, Mother, carry me down to the sea. Flowing and growing, the river is flowing down to the sea. Oh, Mother, carry me, your child I'll always be. Oh, Mother, carry me down to the sea.
Will the ushers please come forward? Every week we take an offering, and the offering is an opportunity for us to give what we can to help sustain the many important and beautiful ministries of this place. If you're our guest today, we have a candle for you as a token of our welcome, even as we welcome your contributions among us. The offering will be gratefully received. To be peace in the world, there must be peace in our hearts. So let us go today renewed and recommitted to looking and making moments of simple peace. Amen.